Schrader, Paul Scatton, Laurie Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman. The odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sepoy, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand. 4 pharmacy locations and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves. Nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella. Tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sepoy, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in week number 7 of MHSAA football, and it's 8-player football tonight. The Mayville Wildcats on the road in the NCTL Blue Division, taking on the home team, the Deckerville Eagles. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams is from afar. We have Doug Cole with us and Rochelle Thompson. Hot chocolate and all now. It's a little bit of a chilly night here. We have a southeast breeze blowing into the booth. Open air booth, gotta love it. No windows in front of us. Even better. We talk about Mayville. Let's take a look at the Deckerville Eagles. And for over the past 26 years, there's been 4 presidents, 13 Olympics, and nearly 10,000 sunrises. But over that span, there's just been one head coach in Deckerville, Mr. Bill Brown. Since 1993, Bill Brown and his Deckerville football program have accumulated a winning record of 205-75, victories in 73% of all games played. If there's any doubt, if in your mind, this is what a Hall of Fame coaching resume looks like.
If you're not sold yet, he's been coaching 26 seasons, and he's only had 2 where he has not been 500 or better. 95, he was 4-5, and in 2004, he was 3-6. He's got a state championship in 2012, and they were state runners-up in 2016 and 2017.
And a number of times semifinalist and 8-player as well. The Eagles this year are off to a 4-2 start, but it did not come easy. And for 3 weeks of season, Deckerville had just 1 victory, and things were not looking good. But then a big-time victory over Kingston 2 weeks ago seemed to put the Eagles right back on track. With them comes a second-year starting quarterback in Isaac Kindeth.
Isaac Kindeth is crucial to this team. He is the quarterback. He does a lot of good things for him, not only on the ground, but he's a very capable passer. He's got a 62 passing percentage on the season and 15 TDs last year. Last year, he also ran for just about 300 yards and 6 more touchdowns, but didn't really need him to. That backfield was loaded. He's got 142 yards rushing against Kingston with 2 scores, and he also ran for 2 scores against Dryden as well, a very vital point of this offense.
The backfield for Deckerville this year looks the same, but at the same time, it does not. Last year, you heard the names Kenton Bowerman and Cole Rumsick a lot. They have since graduated. Back this season, sort of, is a backfield that has Cruz Agbera, who ran over 1,400 yards in just 10 games last year, but has been injured up to this point. Also in the backfield is a different Agbera, younger brother Carlos, and a sophomore by the name of Derek Snyder.
Too bad we haven't seen Cruz yet. I highly doubt we see him tonight either. They're hoping to have him ready for a playoff run. Carlos Agbera has been a nice addition to this backfield. Very similar in size, 5'9", 150, a junior. Against Kingston, that must-win game, he had 24 carries for just over 200 yards and a couple scores. And Derek Snyder last week, a sophomore, 5'9", 160, had 22 carries for 185 yards and 4 scores, again, against Dryden. So they have some very capable backs, but all of them would be on the injured list right now. They're all going to play through it tonight. We'll see which one of them is the lead back.
Defensively, Deckerville is allowing just 2 scores a game on average at 15 points per game. That puts the Eagles' defense as the 4th best in the NCTL, behind Mayville by just a third of a point. We know what that Boone Brown will have with his defense ready to go tonight.
They usually are ready to go. This team strives and is all their success comes on playing good defense, winning field position battles, and creating shorter fields for this offense to score points.
We are just 14 and a half minutes away from kicking off tonight's Mayville and Deckerville 8-player football game. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Mayville and Deckerville coming up next.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero do-it signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly, zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready, loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk, 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 talk.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole, and Rochelle Thompson with your call tonight from blustery, cold, and chilly Deckerville, Michigan. But a beautiful landscape, a beautiful facility, and the field is looking immaculate as usual here in Deckerville. The head of field operations here, 28 years at Deckerville, been doing the field for 27 of them, and it's always looked spectacular. Deckerville hosting the Mayville Wildcats tonight in week number 7 of high school football, and we find ourselves playing 8-player football tonight in the NCTL Blue. As the crow flies, just 34 miles separate Mayville and Deckerville high schools, but it seems a whole lot further than that, at least. By vehicle, it's a 44-mile journey, taking about 53 minutes, according to Google. East on Mayville Road to Herd's Corner, north until M46, east then all the way until Ruth Road. Left on Ruth for 7 miles, and you've made yourself to the home of the Deville Diner. Comparing school size, Deckerville has 175 students in high school roaming the halls, according to the MHSA. Mayville has 185 Wildcats altogether, so it's plus 10 in favor of the Wildcats. Tonight marks the 33rd meeting between Mayville and Deckerville. Their first time goes all the way back to 1954, when they came to a 0-0 tie after four quarters of play. They played from 1954 to 1959, but then not again until 1971. The 70s were good to Mayville. In fact, from 1971 through 1980, the Wildcats went 7-3 against Deckerville. But ever since, it's been 17 wins for Deckerville, 0 for Mayville. Bill Brown is 15-0 against Mayville all-time as head coach. In the world of offensive production, Deckerville has the third best offense out of the all of 18 NCTL teams, scoring on average 36 points per game. Mayville is in the middle of the pack in the 10th slot